Hello and welcome to this week's podcast. It's Jenny here from JennyHK.com, coming to you today from the beautiful sunny Perth in Australia. Yep, we have up sticks and flown for our annual migration from the British winter, which is all part of our own lifestyle design as a family. And that really is my message to you, that you can design and build the lifestyle that you want. Now then, what I want to talk to you today about has the power to change everything in your life. And yet, if we aren't aware of it, we are bound to a life of circumstance, yet most of the time, we are completely unaware of it. My question to you is, are you sleepwalking? So what do I mean by that? The fact is, most people are, and they don't even realize it. I'm talking about whether or not you are thinking. And I mean truly thinking for yourself. Ironically, most people think they're thinking all the time, but there is a huge difference between mental activity and actually thinking. Let's face it, if people were really thinking, they wouldn't be doing half the things that they actually do. Look around you. I think you would agree with that. So thinking is when you're consciously aware of the thoughts that you're having. You see, every second of the day, we have a conscious choice to accept or reject a thought that we're having that comes into our conscious mind. And when you put it like that, it sheds a whole new light on things. Because if you're honest with yourself, what you discover is that most of the time, we're not consciously doing that. We go through life in this state of sleepwalking. We're allowing other people, we're allowing society, the news, all these external influences dictate our thoughts. And what happens is that we end up following the crowd. And actually, that's one of the worst things you can do. And it can be quite a dangerous thing to do. Dangerous because we end up living a life that we haven't actively chosen ourselves. You end up waking up day after day doing the same thing. And you can see that next 20 years or so laid out in front of you. And with a bit of a shrug of your shoulders, you start believing that, well, you know, that's just how life is. You have no choice. Well, that is how life is if you let it be, but it doesn't have to be like that. Once you learn to really think for yourself and break through from the conditioning that is around you, everything changes. And it's really what we call becoming self-aware. Now, when you become self-aware, you begin to actually lead yourself again and gain control over your life. You get to actively make decisions about what you want in your life. Your mind opens up to possibilities that have been shut down before. And do you know, I've seen this time and time again working with people. It's like a light goes on for them and a whole new future unfolds, which is really exciting stuff. And it did for me, absolutely. The vision of my future now is a very different picture to when I was in my sleepwalking state. And let me tell you, I still go into my sleepwalking state, absolutely. This is something that you need to work on, consciously work on forever. But the difference being is that I have actually become creative myself, and we as a family are carving out what we want for ourselves and the life that we want to live. And once you start to get into this process and get emotionally involved with the picture that you paint for yourself, the idea, you start to create the desire, you begin to want it, you begin to really want it. And if you think about it enough, you start to believe that you can have it. What kicks in for you is the creative side of you. You begin to be inspired by thoughts about how you can make things happen. But that is never going to help happen to you without that desire first and without allowing yourself to go through the creative process of designing your perfect lifestyle. Only actively thinking will you be able to do that. And that is why we just simply need to wake up. We need to wake up and start thinking for yourself. Give yourself permission to activate your imagination. Your imagination gets shut down as early as school days when you're told to stop daydreaming and start, you know, looking at maths models and, you know, God knows what else. We shut down our imagination. But if you want any changes in your life, then start daydreaming again. Allow yourself to think big. Make it a habit, as that is what is going to become the power that will release you from the inevitable future that's currently laid out for you. Because when you get emotionally involved in an idea, you are literally compelled to act on it. You know, your body moves into action, and action is what will start moving things forward for you. But until you take that first step, that first action step, nothing is going to change. So you've got to want it. You've got to really want it. You know, we have got years and years of conditioning inside of us that tells us what we can and can't do with our life, who you can and can't be, where you can and can't live, and none of it is actually true. You know, it's what you've heard from your parents or your teachers or anyone that's been of influence in your life, and it becomes your truth. But when you start thinking for yourself, you get to change that truth. Now, I remember when my husband first said to me that, you know, he just kind of said it off the cuff that we should spend a couple of months a year in Australia during the British winter. And I looked like him, like he'd gone absolutely bonkers. How on earth are we going to do that? How are we going to afford it? What about his business? What was I going to do? It just wasn't the damn thing to do. I didn't know anyone else doing it. So in my current world, or my world back then, it wasn't possible. And it wasn't before I became more self-aware and I realized that I had a choice how to live my life, that we could make things happen if we really wanted to. And yes, that's what we do now. I did allow myself to believe it was possible. It took a lot of work, and every year it's got easier. But here we are, in year six of our winter escape for a couple of months. And it's funny, I remember just before we left this time, I was talking to a friend in a bar, and he was saying, "Oh, you're off again, aren't you?" And I was like, "Yeah." He said, "How long this time?" I said, "Oh, six weeks. And he literally physically slumped and said, "God, I wish I was brave enough to do that." Isn't that sad? I wish I was brave enough to do that. You know, we can all do it. We just have to learn how to think and make a choice. It's become our new habit, and it's a habit that we've consciously designed. So what I challenge you to do this week is to start becoming aware, to start thinking and really thinking for yourself. Try and become aware if the thoughts you're having are your own thoughts, or are they thoughts that you've picked up from someone else or from listening to the news, or, you know, be aware of how external influences are making you feel and the thoughts that you consequently have. And you may be surprised as to what begins to happen in your life once you start to do this. So I am going to leave you with this thought. Let your imagination go and start this creative process. You know, once you get over the initial uncomfortableness, it is uncomfortable to start with because it's not something we're used to doing. You know, all those reasons why you can't do something will come up for you, but just try and let them go and start this creative process. So if you'd like to learn more about this, then please do go to www.jennyhk.com. That's JennyHK.com. And I have a free three-part video series there that will take you through the process. And it will take you through how you actually can get to design and build the lifestyle just the way you want it. And I've got examples there of how you can create the income streams that will help you live the way you want to live. Until next time, I wish you a fabulous week.